Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All part of the Kevin Hurt Clan Bank, we roll on. Crowd loves you, man.
And I love, the crowd.
Yes, to quote the great line from Gladiator, it's all about the mob.
I tell you, what started out as a fairly calm week, man, did everything start to come out today. Holy cow.
Yeah, what came out today?
Talk about a busy day. Well, you had the Adrian Peterson now being kind of vindicated as the lawsuit came through. It looks like he's going to be back in the NFL, whether it's with the Vikings, which is unlikely, or something else.
That's not being vindicated. That's just under the National Football League Players Association, right. The union, he should be reinstated.
Well, but he said that they violated the agreement.
Well, that's the Players Association. It has nothing to do with his son.
This has nothing to do with the case involving the criminal case.
Yeah, I mean, that's real life. This is, you know, this is obviously dealing with his job. And if I'm the NFL, I don't fight that. And I think that was actually an expected result, that he would be reinstated. I don't think anybody thought he was not going to be reinstated, in part, too, because of the judge they went to. Judge David Doty has been the go-to judge for years for the National Football League Players Association. And they've always filed through his court, if you notice. And it turns out that, ironically, this is not just Judge David Doty. It's also in Minneapolis, the home of the Vikings this time around. So that's not a surprise because of where they went, what to do. You're all excited about Reggie Bush.
I am a little bit.
Because you think he's better than Josh Harris, but you did an entire week of shows telling me about Josh Harris's virtues.
Well, let's face it. If Reggie Bush is out there on the cheap, And I think he will be on the cheap. I know the Steelers don't have a lot of cap room. This might be worth a risk for a guy that you're going to need to play every down or virtually every down for a couple of games, maybe four at the max, and then he becomes a third down back or, you know, a glorified wide receiver, where I think he could be effective. He could also come back and be the blocking back on third down that the Steelers did not have in the Ravens game.
Kevin, they just need a competent backup running back. Hey, Le'Veon Bell does all that stuff already.
I understand that, wouldn't you want to take the pressure off of him on third down sometimes?
No. I want him out there. I don't want to be... What you're doing is you're taking Le'Veon Bell off the field to bring him onto the field. That means you think he's better at what Le'Veon Bell does. He's not better than what Le'Veon... Le'Veon Bell's a better... He's a better blocker, a better receiver, and he's a better running back.
I'm just saying this is a guy that can come in and give him a breather every so often, where I don't know that Pittsburgh has that right now at running back, that can block as well as Bell does, that can run the ball as well as Bell does. Now, I understand Reggie Bush has the injury bug. I get it. But you only need him to play every down for maybe two, possibly at the most four games, I would think.
I think you find somebody else. I don't think you invest money in a guy that thinks he's going to touch the ball a lot more than you really need him to.
I think he's going to be available for cheap. And do you want somebody that you know can get the job done and can block? Again, understanding that he's injured.
I already have that guy.
Yeah, but you're not going to have him for maybe four games.
I think he's going to be out two games.
Okay. And that's fine, but I would still like to have somebody in there that I know that can get the job done for two games. And let's face it, as much as I liked the backup setup that the Steelers had for a while, it didn't work real well in the playoffs, okay? I'm not going to deny that. Jonathan just did not get enough opportunities, and maybe that's because they know something I don't. The Steelers coaching staff, that is. And that's fine. If that's the case, then here's an opportunity to pick up a guy who I don't think is going to cost a lot of money that would be an adequate backup.
Those fools.
It's almost like having a very veteran quarterback that doesn't have all the skills but is okay. They do have one of those type of quarterbacks in the backup spot, don't they?
Yeah, a guy that can step in for a couple games and understands the speed of the game.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about here.
But that's not the kind of running back he is. The kind of running back that he is one that wants to be out there and getting touches. Well, with Le'Veon Bell, I'm not going to put him out there that often to, quote, get touches. Because I've got Le'Veon Bell.
I just don't think anybody else is going to take the risk on him. Well, as an everyday back.
Well, I don't think you bring him in as an everyday back, but see,
if you're saying there's no future for him then, in his mind.
No, I'm saying if you're going to bring him in as a third down back, all right, then you bring him as a third down specialty back. Okay, but I've got Le'Veon Bell. I don't have to take him out. He already brings to the table all the skill sets I want on all three downs. So why do I want to take him out?
I'm looking for a replacement for Dree Archer at a running back. I do not understand that pick by the Steelers because that did not work anywhere close to what I think they thought it might.
Right, but that my point is, in order for you to do this, you have to have a backup running back that's a backup running back. You don't need a third down specialty back. I've got my third down specialty back. He is my running back.
Okay, then bring him in as a backup running back. I'm fine with that, too. I mean, they had that last year with Blunt until he decided to just show attitude. I mean, how is it different than last year? If you bring in Reggie Bush, how's that different than bringing in LeGarrette Blount? And maybe Reggie Bush will be smart enough to make sure that Le'Veon Bell is not using weed and driving, so it won't have an issue anymore. Just a couple of thoughts. Also saw that the Dolphins... I also saw that the Dolphins are looking to do something with Mike Wallace. One of the things they were talking about is maybe renegotiating his contract. All right, who in the Dolphins front office thought that a guy who sat out for more money just a couple of years ago would be willing to take less money now?
Don't know, but, you know, that's, you know.
I guess the latest report is that they're not interested in restructuring, so they're looking, I guess, to deal him.
There you go.
Just well done. Don't get anywhere near the Three Rivers. That's all I ask.
You're really kind of a bitter guy.
I just know what I want and what I don't want. And then the final thing that I thought was intriguing today, the NFL again looks like they're covering something up with the long known, as it would appear, story about Dez Bryant in a parking lot at Walmart. I mean, the NFL really does look like they're covering things up at this point.
What are they covering up?
Well, they're in a situation... Well, it is a police.
Isn't that the law enforcement's job to figure out whether a crime happened or not? Again, don't get yourself in a spot where you think it's the league's job to investigate and then Okay, that's not the league's job. The league's job is not to investigate its players. The league's job is not to dole out punishment unless it's warranted. Okay, it's actually, there actually are police officers, detectives, and a legal system that actually can do that.
But is it the league's job to release the information that this was actually investigated in the first place?
Yeah, but why didn't the police press charges? Why wasn't he charged with anything?
Well, that's what would be a very good question that doesn't seem to have an answer at the moment.
That has nothing to do with the league. Zero. Okay? This is one thing that, like, it's a cover-up of some sort. If the Cowboys went to the police and go, hey, look, keep this thing quiet. Don't get it out there. All right. Now, that's illegal. But why is it now, in an incident that happened 2011, and look, I am no Dez Bryant fan. As I told you, I wouldn't have drafted him.
Right.
I've said that from day one. I think he's an ultra talented guy, but he's not. I think there are other receivers that you can win with that don't bring as much baggage to the table that you know that he had when he left Oklahoma State. All right, but it's not the job of the National Football League to investigate what happened at Walmart. It's the job of the police department to investigate what happened at Walmart. It is up to somebody to give them the tape from Walmart. It is not the job of the National Football League to do that. They're a football business. Okay, is it the job of Sunbury Broadcasting to investigate something 4 years ago at a Walmart incident dealing with Kevin Herr?
Well, I believe if there's thought that there's evidence.
That's the police's job. The police department's job is to investigate whether or not you committed a crime. Not Sunbury Broadcasting's job to investigate whether you committed a crime. Sunbury Broadcasting has to run Sunbury Broadcasting.
Well, I guess my point is, if a reporter finds that there's a video, and that's the discussion right now, that there is a video.
Right.
I agree with you.
Look, let's not assume. Again, I'm being as fair as I can be here in this, but there are certain things where sports oversteps its bounds all the time. Discipline in sports is very hard to dole out when it is a non-sports related incident. When it's a sports-related incident like Rick Carlisle and Rajon Rondo, Rondo's been suspended for a game basically for insubordination. That's within the realm of the team. That's why he got suspended. It's easy for them to make that call because that's a sports-related call. But now you're trying to make a call dealing with a rumor. There's a video. I'm supposed to guess what's on the video. I don't know. Okay, if it's so egregious, why wasn't he arrested for it in 2011?
Should the NFL, if indeed the NFL was in possession of evidence or a video, should they have said, "We've looked at this. We haven't seen anything. We agree with the officers investigating, and we have no action because we don't see a need for action." Should that have been there, or should that have not statement have not come from Roger Goodell's office? If indeed that's the case.
Who says the NFL is possession of it?
Well, that's one of the reports coming out right now with Mike Florio.
Okay, but a police report from 2011 surfaced concerning it, an unknown disturbance.
Correct.
There's a report. He didn't get arrested for it. Okay? Okay, police found, quote, that the incident did not warrant an arrest and no charges were filed. Bag it! Okay, the professionals looked into it. I'm no Dez Bryant fan. I don't care one way or the other, all right? It doesn't matter to me. I'm no Cowboys fan. I'm no Dez Bryant fan. It doesn't matter. But at the same time, the police looked into it. No charges were filed. Why weren't charges filed? See, I understand where you're coming from on this. I don't get why you think the NFL needs to.
No, I'm posing the question.
Video on this.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Should they?
This.
If they had a video, should, because of the scrutiny the NFL has been under recently, especially when the discussion came up that there was a video, should they have come out and made a statement and said, "Yeah, we had it. We looked at it. We agreed with the. There was no reason to do anything with this." Or should they just let it go like they did?
All you got to do is just look at him and say, police found that the incident did not warrant an arrest and no charges were filed, so the NFL washed its hands of it. Okay? I mean, you're not the investigative unit, judge, jury, whatever. I mean, if the police find that there's no evidence to warrant an arrest and no charges are filed, it's not your responsibility. Hey, so it doesn't matter if you've got a video. I got a video. Well, if the video's so damning, why isn't he arrested? If the video's so damning, why were no charges filed? The police found, quote, the incident did not warrant an arrest and no charges were filed. Well, I don't care what video you got. Who cares? It's no cover-up. The only way it would be a cover-up is if they went there and said, no, don't, it's just, let it go, it's all right. And it's egregious. I mean, what's Mike Florio's big beef here? What's his big beef?
Well, I think one of his
other than getting the name of Mike Florio out there,
that could be it too. But he said the report makes no mention of the car where the alleged victim was allegedly dragged. The video may actually show another car. He also discussed that the video may show a person doing the dragging, if the dragging actually happened. So if there is a video, and according to the Lancaster Police Department in a letter that was dated earlier in February, they produced to NFL media via the Texas Public Information Act an incident investigation report. It doesn't say that there was a video involved in that report, but one of the sketchy things about the report is the fact that it doesn't mention a vehicle.
When police responded to the servants, a Walmart security guard notified authorities that no one was there when he arrived at the scene. A door to a white Mercedes-Benz where the woman was pulled out of was found open with a child's toy on the ground. The woman was questioned by officers and told them that she was not assaulted or injured in any way. The police later talked to Bryant, who told them that he went to pick her up from a different location and accompanied her to the Walmart parking lot for support. Hey, what do you want here? In fact, if they have a video, it should be turned over to the police and not to Mike Florio. Right?
I don't disagree with you.
It's Dez Bryant. If this were the backup guard for the Vikings, nobody'd say a word.
That also would be true.
And as you know, remember, Bryant's embroiled in a contract situation right now. Do you franchise tag him? Do you give him a long-term contract? How much money do you give him? There's a lot going on here. I'm no fan of the guy. I'm no fan of the Cowboys. But at the same time, we have certain roles in society, right? The police department is in charge of investigations. Now, giving them a tip, tipping them off, helping them out, that's also our responsibility. If we think a crime's being committed, that is our responsibility without question. But when they sit there and they investigate it and they go, look, we've talked to him, we talked to her, and I don't know if they saw it or not, right? But they put it to bed. Meanwhile, on the Kevin Hur clam bake, off with all their heads.
Just asking questions, that's all.
Nah, It was a little bit more than that when you started. You're a lot tamer now.
Just asking questions.
No, you, it sounded to me like you were hoping.
Listen, I don't care either way. I'm just wondering, does the NFL need to have a position on stuff more often than they do right now because of the microscope that they're under?
Repeating once again, police found that the incident did not warrant an arrest and no charges were filed. So it's my job now to file charges?
I still think the Steelers should get Reggie Bush.
Love.
At Sunbury Motors, their customers have loved their prices for 100 years. But they're going to be crazy in love this month with invoice-less rebates. Yes, February, the month of love, is invoice-less rebates on all of our new Kias. How about a 2015 Kia 5 LX for $13,999? Our race-winning 2015 Optimus starting at $18,998. And we can't forget about our SUV lovers. We have 23 2015 Serenos starting at $21,515. And all of our new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf or at sunburymotors.com. SMC. Selling more cars and loving our customers for 100 years.
Tax and tags extra. All applicable Kia customer rebates apply. KMF bonus cash and financing to well-qualified customers.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hey, Sunbury Motors here with 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kevin Off With Their Heads Her will be along in just a few moments, where in Kevin's view, you're all guilty until proven innocent.
Welcome to my world.
Must be a fun world to be in.
It's okay if, as long as you don't do anything.
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to prove to me you're innocent. Thank you very much. Judge and jury her.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yes, I know. You know, I just want to know that if you're in Des Bryant's shoes, all right, for example, and they say it didn't warrant any further investigation, didn't warrant an arrest or whatever, and do you think Sunbury Broadcasting should then be responsible for releasing a video of something that was investigated and found no charges?
No, but do you think they should have said, we find no reason to do anything? That's what I'm asking.
Doesn't matter. What does it matter? The police investigated. Who's the investigative professional? Okay. Roger Goodell, Roger Haddon, or the head of the Lancaster County Police Department in Texas?
I choose not to answer for the man who signs my paychecks.
I'm just saying, whose job is it?
I'm just posing the question.
Can you answer me?
Of course it's the police's job.
Really? No, you make it seem like it's Roger Goodell's job to do it. Again, I have no dog in the hunt. Zero. Okay? No fan of the player. No fan of the team. All right? But it's the same time, you have to have some level of fairness that if it's investigated, right? The only thing I'd investigate is whether it was dusted under the table by the police. It doesn't matter whether I have possession of it or whatever. What's the matter? Did the police have possession of it? Or the NFL take possession of it and not turn it over? Now that's worthy of at least a discussion. Right?
It's kind of what I was saying. If they had it, did
really.
They review it? But all right. Well, anyway, I understand where you're coming from.
Brandon, every day is like this. Every day. You sit here. And Captain Controversy tries to drive ratings. It's just really. Let's get to good stuff. Rumors. Rumors are really good.
Oh, yeah.
What would it take for the Eagles to get the second overall pick of Marcus Mariota?
Well, it could be the first at this point. We could be talking about the first pick. Latest rumors by Jimmy Kemsky of Philly Voice, and he actually used to write for Bleeding Green Nation, obviously where I'm at now. He's saying that he's becoming more and more convinced daily that the Eagles are trading up to the number one pick prior to the draft, not even during the draft, but prior to. And this is the same reporter, Jimmy Kemsky, now, that broke the DeSean Jackson story last year. So you look at this and you're like, you know, wow, like you can't just dismiss this too easily. You ask the million-dollar question, what's it going to take? You know, at this point, I don't know. It's not going to be cheap. We know that. I think I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, if a deal gets done, I'm thinking it's more player-heavy. I think the Buccaneers are a team that, you know, they have a veteran coach, Lovie Smith. The first year really didn't go as they expected. A lot of people kind of expected them to compete for the division title in that weak division, and they ended up being the worst team in the NFL. Josh McCown didn't work out at all. So I think that's a team that might want some veteran players, and I think that's the Eagles could ship some of their veterans away. Maybe Nick Foles, that's a guy who performed well against the Buccaneers in the past couple of years when those two teams played each other. I'm thinking it's going to be a more player-heavy deal if it gets done.
And one of them would have to be Nick Foles. You're not, you know, I mean, Tampa Bay's not going to sit there and not take a quarterback. I mean, he would have to be one of the guys.
Right.
Let's get to Mariota for a moment. When Alex Smith was the first overall choice of the draft by the San Francisco 49ers, and in his time with Urban Meyer, he only took a couple of snaps under center. Everything else he did was in the shotgun, and they said that would be a huge adjustment for him in the NFL, which it has been. Marcus Mariota last season took only 5 snaps under center the entire year. Everything else was out of the gun. Is that a concern for anybody that drafts him based on what you know about the pattern of the league and what the pattern of Chip Kelly is?
I definitely think for some teams that's a concern. I mean, you saw Bruce Arians say at the Combine last week that he said something to the effect of that's not even playing quarterback, just having a guy there, looking at sign cards on the sideline and playing out of the shotgun all the time. He said that's not even playing quarterback, so there's no leadership involved there. Well, that's Bruce Arians' style play, but, you know, that's obviously not how Chip Kelly thinks. I think that's why Mariota might not be viewed as such a sure thing and might not be viewed as sure as the top pick in this draft by the Buccaneers and many teams. And maybe that's why if the Buccaneers were willing to trade with the Eagles, or one of those top teams is willing to trade with the Eagles, is that, you know, they don't believe in him. They don't believe he can really fit into their offense as a guy under center. I think on the flip side of that, I think Chip Kelly has no concerns about that, because the Eagles don't huddle and they don't really line up under center as much. So I think that's exactly what the whole attraction is here.
Oh, how many plays a game, just a guesstimate, Brandon, because you watch the Eagles every mm-hmm. game. How many plays a game did either Foles or Sanchez take under center? 2, 3, 10?
I would say less than 10. It was to the point where you would notice when they were doing it. You're like, oh, they're under center on this play. You would actually note it. So not very often.
Very interesting. I know Winston took, I think, probably over a little bit more than 200 under center. Would he even be a consideration for the Eagles if they traded for the top pick overall, or is it really about one guy and one guy only, Marcus Mariota?
I just can't see them moving up and passing on Mariota. I think he would have to be the guy. I think Winston doesn't really fit with those Kelly's culture aspect, just with all the off-the-field concerns and everything with him. I really don't think that's a fit there. I think, you know, it's going to be Mariota if they do move up.
What are the message boards like at BleedingGreenNation.com over the possibility?
Oh, they're heated, I would say. You know, there's a lot of debate. There's a firm amount of people, there's people who are firm in their belief, I should say, that, you know, they have to do the deal if Chip Kelly believes Mariota is the guy, because you get Mariota, he's the quarterback. That way, you know, if Chip Kelly fails, he's doing it with his guy. Like, there's no, he can't say, Chip can't say, well, I never had my quarterback. He gets his quarterback. They get to see what he can do with that. I think a lot of people don't like that and would rather the Eagles just stick with Nick Foles and try to build the defense to kind of, you know, build up the secondary and things like that. But the problem with that is, you know, Nick Foles is coming off a season where he led the NFL in turnovers, and he's still kind of an injury risk, has never played a full season, prone to get hurt. So, you know, if Nick Foles doesn't work out, he's in the last year of his deal, and then Chip Kelly's going into the fourth year of his contract next year without any kind of answer at quarterback. So, you know, that's pretty risky, too. You know, a lot of people want to say that trading up for Mariota is risky, and it is, but so is sticking with Nick Foles and him not working out, because then you're left with nothing.
Back to the Mariota situation. Would it behoove the Eagles to make a deal sooner rather than later? That way, whatever they trade away, they can then possibly make up for in free agency before the draft?
Absolutely, and that's what I think we're going to see. If they're doing this deal, they're going to have to be active in free agency. There are a lot of holes on this roster, and they need to be addressed. I mean, you might need two new starting cornerbacks, safety, offensive line. They released Todd Harriman today. You know, you're looking at a position there that you might need to fill. And they're going to have money to spend. Right now they have $27 million in cap space. If they release Kerry Williams, they'll be up to $33 million. D'Amico Ryans, they could get up to around $40 million. So there's money to be saved here, depending on these cuts, but just about replacing those players. And I do think free agency could be an area where they look to spend big.
All right. That would be interesting. So you think the gut is that you don't deal as many draft choices. You don't pull a Rams-Redskins deal where the Rams suddenly load up with draft choices, which are helping them now just for one pick in RG3.
Right. I think this is more of a deal that would be centered around players, just because I think, you know, the Buccaneers, I just don't see Lovie Smith as the kind of coach right now who wants to get a bunch of picks and slowly build that organization. I think they're pressing to, you know, get this thing on track and let's try to win a weak division. Because look at that, NFC South is still a very weak division. I mean, you have some changes. You have Dan Quinn in Atlanta. The Panthers won the division, even though, you know, they're pretty bad. And the Saints they're in a really tight spot with the salary cap. They're like way over the cap. They have a bunch of cap cuts to make. So, you know, I think they could say, hey, the division is weak. You know, we can make a run now, or we can try to win now. I don't think Lovie's really trying to build in the long term so much. So I think this could be a deal that's focused on players. And, you know, there will be picks mixed in, I would think, you know, like this year's, obviously, maybe next year's first two. But, you know, for the Eagles, that could be a small price to pay for your franchise quarterback if Chip Kelly really believes he's the guy.
Right, because I believe what now Josh McCown's out in Tampa Bay, and in fact he's talking to the Buffalo Bills right now. So
right.
I mean that's interesting how this is playing out. Brandon, thanks so much, appreciate it.
Glad to be on.
Yeah, you brought some logic and context to the show. We'll go back to the controversy in a moment that drives the needle. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Brandon. We'll come back with more in a moment, including more on how Kevin feels Roger Goodell should take over as the director of the FBI here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The year was 1915. Thomas Edison was lighting up the countryside. Abigail Geisinger was starting a local hospital. Henry Ford was building the Model T. And J.O. Mertz founded the Sunbury Motor Company.
100 years later, Sunbury Motors has become the most established and recognizable Ford franchise in all of northeastern and central Pennsylvania. In 1915, Sunbury Motors had an inventory of around 10 vehicles. And today, there's over 500 to choose from. They had two employees then and almost 200 now. SMC continuously improved for you. Sunbury Motors has a complete service department with a separate diesel shop and quick lane for your convenience. A state-of-the-art body shop and frame and alignment shop, along with one of the largest Ford parts operations on the East Coast. In the past several years, Sunbury Motors has also added the full lineup of Lincoln and Hyundai vehicles. Everyone is welcome to become part of the SMC growing family. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. Thanks, J.O.
We'll be right back.
Steelers are not going to franchise tag Jason Worlds, and they're going to let him be a free agent beginning March 10th. 15 and a half sacks the last 2 years for the 27-year-old outside linebacker. Not a bad player at all. So Kevin wants them to get a running back to replace Le'Veon Bell on third down.
No.
And let Jason Worlds walk. That's really
not what I said.
Okay, who would Reggie Bush replace when he goes on the field?
He's not going to replace anybody. I said he's going to help out in the two games or more that Bell is going to be out, and that he could give Bell a breather the way they used Blunt last year.
Which means you're going to take Le'Veon Bell off the field.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want to ruin the kid. I mean, he does have to take a breather every now and then.
Not really. Not really.
I hope you're right.
All right. Who's a better running back, Le'Veon Bell or Reggie Bush?
I would say Le'Veon Bell right now.
Who's a better blocker, Le'Veon Bell or Reggie Bush?
Well, that's where I think they're kind of a little closer to even.
Okay. No. Okay. El Rongo. This is one of the best blitz pickup guys I've seen at running back in a long time. That's an every down back. I mean, like a long time.
But the long guy has time to get a breather every now and then.
Okay. Why? He's getting a breather now. All right. And then who's a better receiver out of the backfield right now, Le'Veon Bell or Reggie Bush?
I think Le'Veon Bell has him by a little bit, but Reggie Bush is solid out of the backfield when he's healthy.
Yeah, well, check mark, check mark, check mark. We're done. He's better at all three areas. Okay,
he's not going to be there, as you put it out many times to me. He's not going to be there for a couple of weeks.
Fine, find somebody. Okay, this is one of the great disposable areas of. I mean, this is why they created the Ahmad Bradshaws of the world. Just throw them out there for two games, move on. Come on. You're enamored by the name.
Well, I can't say that, you know, that would be awful.
Yeah, but I don't think Reggie Bush is going to be satisfied being somebody that has limited touches in a game. I just don't see how he's going to be satisfied.
That's a fair question, a fair comment.
All right, okay. I said that at the beginning.
No, and I didn't deny, what you're saying. But if it's a point of getting a paycheck or not getting a paycheck, that might be a difference to him. That might be the difference maker.
Uh-huh. By the way, tough situation. A guy that I really personally like, Ivan Maisel from ESPN.com. One of the truly great writers out there. His son Max has been missing since Sunday. Went up to, he goes to RIT in upstate New York in Rochester. And he's gone missing. He's a third year Rochester Institute of Technology student. And he has been missing since Sunday. And it's very hard for them to deal with, for obvious reasons. They went to, Charlotte Pier, and that's where his car is, and they haven't been able to find him since. And, you know, this is very, very tough. Very tough. And hopefully they find him. He's safe. But Ivan Maisel is one of the classiest guys I've dealt with. Common sense guy. So, unfortunately, he is now in a real life drama that any parent fears. And Charlotte Pier is off of Lake Ontario. So keep them in your thoughts, because the mate, I've never met his family. I've talked to him so many times, and I can't begin to tell you how much I personally like him and how much I personally respect him. And I sincerely hope for him that this somehow, some way turns out well. And here it is Thursday, and he's been missing since Sunday. Hard, very hard. Greg Pickle, Fight On State. Mike Hall from Big Ten Network coming up. Plenty of time, by the way, for Kevin to indict maybe 7 or 8 different people over an incident that was investigated by police 4 years ago. Anything else you want to add? What would you do with the incident, Kev?
Too long of a comment for the short amount of time we have.